En episode 7, 16 oktober, Halloween na unok, high peak October 31. Nipi bumina na lang may yusi, ang malutan na nakatarat jugat sini 55 ulo may yun, nalat daw jutan na. Tabani, ulumi, tusaksaw lang ayo, Southern Quebec Inuit Association, dan Southern Quebec Inuit Association natin ko yun lang kami katima giulog tweet dan napaniya piga kamakata laong atay at suminga Southern Quebec Inuit Association makititsika suwakso ni di napisuti apik sulang aja ka amalo sula lang mga ata subalya lang alang mga ata o kalima lang ajo amalo tusak sa wala lang ang medyo katima yun ni piliwak tao laog tweet tat sumalo kano pigay lang ni mininga objectives ang malo action plan o kalimarang ang mayabot kano na titut ang mawiwi titut ang malo nito tinaya miswan nala katalang gatsi tapan ito ina gatsi asiw tali gatsi nala po si CKUT 90.3 FM. Hello, it's Annie. It's 6 o'clock and it's Halloween, Tuesday, October 31st. You're listening to episode 55 of Nipiwut. On this show, you'll hear about all about the Southern Quebec Inuit Association. The Southern Quebec Inuit Association had its first ever General Assembly on this weekend. So this episode, you'll hear me talk to my daughter, Tina Pisuti, all about it. What is it? What does SQIA want to do? And how can you get involved? You'll hear a little bit from the meeting itself. But we'll also read the presentation of SQIA's history, objectives, and action plan, which was read at the General Assembly in English. And we'll play some music as well. Don't go away. You're listening to Nipiwut on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Swapping 3,000 looks on hurt me. Una lema pina sopo ma pina sogo si unuani padigun nanginama yuvirti ilumi iluani akutimi lu hamuti kalasuma nibike yuma.
Hello, welcome to Nippywood. Can you please introduce yourself to our audience?
Hi, I'm Tina Pisukti. I'm the designated representative and spokesperson for the Southern Quebec Inuit Association.
What is the Southern Quebec Inuit Association?
The Southern Quebec Inuit Association is a new non-profit Inuit organization that we registered this year for the benefit of Inuit living in Southern Quebec.
Can you tell me a little bit about how SQIA got started?
In August 2015, a two-day engagement session organized by Tungasuvanga Inuit took place in Montreal. The meeting was focused on increasing urban Inuit participation in the economy. The purpose was to create an initiative to increase Inuit participation in the economy. The meeting was attended by Inuit service providers and representatives of several Inuit organizations, including Makavik, Kativik Regional Government, Fédération des Coopératives du Nouveau Québec, Ivirtivik Centre, and Nunavik Regional Board of Health and Social Services. This workshop was a major success, and those attending identified their needs and the sectors where actions should take place, including justice, health, social development, training, and employability and culture. This meeting would be the first of many meetings held to discuss the needs of Inuit living outside of Inuit Nunangat. The engagement session in Montreal was part of a national urban Inuit dialogue. Inuit from five other southern cities, St. John's, Newfoundland, Ottawa, Ontario, Toronto, Ontario, Winnipeg, Manitoba, and Edmonton, Alberta, were met with to speak to the design and development of initiatives focused on dealing with issues faced by urban Inuit. The Urban Inuit Strategy was created following 18 months of dialogue with Inuit from across the country. There were two local engagement sessions with Tungasuvia Inuit and two national meetings with Inuit from across the country. The momentum provided Inuit with the perfect climate to share best practices, dream big, and start building an urban Inuit network. There was unanimous agreement that associations of Inuit living in urban areas should be established. The Southern Quebec Inuit Association's founding members met during this process and decided to create a Quebec nonprofit organization to respond to the vast and varying needs of Southern Inuit. Thus, the Southern Quebec Inuit Association was created and received its letters patent in March 2017.
Who are the founding members of SQIA?
The founding members of the Southern Quebec Inuit Association are Annie Barron, Annie Pisukti Nutaraluk Jaka, Tina Pisukti, Allison Ikrumiak, and Annie Itushat.
I know I was. Well, I am one of them. We were all interim. Annie Barron was the president. Mm-hmm. I was the vice president. Nutaralu was the treasurer. Secretary Tina Pisukti and Allison. Board member Annie Tushat, and there was one vacant seat. And as of after the meeting, it is now standing like this.
So the president of for our founding members, our president was Annie Barron, vice president yourself, Annie Pisukti, the treasurer was Nutaraluk Jaka, I was the secretary of the board, we had two other board members, Alison Ikrumia and Annie Itusha, with one vacant seat. Following the elections that we had on the weekend at our founding meeting, where five of those positions were up for nomination, our new board composition is Annie Barron as the president, Annie Pisukti as vice president, Melody Duplessis as treasurer, Bob Mesher as the secretary, with three board members being Alison Ikumia, Annie Itusha, and Dave C. Savard.
So SQIA had its first General Assembly last Saturday. Can you tell me how that went? Where was it and who came?
So yes, last Saturday we had our meeting at the Church of the Epiphany in Verdun, the same church where we have Inuit Feast. The meeting went very well. It was a great success. We're not going to name everyone who was there, but we did have some special appearances and guests who were there to support us in our beginnings, namely Andy Pirti, treasurer of the MacVic Executive Board, Donna Savoie, consultant for MacVic Corporation, Jason LeBlanc, director of Tungasuvinga Inuit, Guy Lacroix, conseiller en communauté from Ville de Verdun, Guy Lacroix, Verdun Municipal Councillor. We had a representative from FCNQ as well.
So now that the first meeting is over, what is the next step for SQIA?
The next steps for us is planning to have a Christmas feast. Yeah, Christmas party / feast sometime early December. And all the things that we outlined in our action plan, which I understand that you'll be hearing those parts from our meeting later.
How do you think Inuit in Montreal or in Quebec in general are going to benefit from the SQIA in the future?
Well, we're hoping that in the future SQIA will be in the position to be a service provider. As it stands, it serves to represent Inuit in Southern Quebec, to bring them together, advocate for, promote, and celebrate our language, culture, and traditions. In the future, we're hoping to have a multitude of services and various locations where Inuit can go to get help navigating services, where they could go to share and celebrate Inuit culture, where they can share with other Canadians as well.
Can you tell me a little bit about how people can get involved in SQIA? Like, how do you become a member?
To become a member, you would fill out our membership form. For the time being, you would have to email us at sqiainfo@gmail.com to request a form. Any Inuk over the age of 18 can become a member. We also have the choice of becoming associate member. Any individual over the age of 18 years old who agrees with and supports our objectives can become a member. That includes agencies, associations, and other organizations that can become associate members. You would fill out a membership form. For the time being, the only way to get a membership form is to email us at sqiainfo@gmail.com. That's sqiainfo@gmail.com.
What do you get when you become a member? Do you have to do any work?
When you become a member, you receive notices about all of our upcoming events. If there's any information concerning the health and well-being of Inuit that we received, we'll just disseminate that amongst the community as well. So basically, it means that you get information, you get to participate in any event that we're having, and it also means that you become part of the membership, you become part of the body that makes the decisions about where we're going to go and what we're going to do in the future.
Is it only people in Quebec that become members?
We left the membership very open. So for the time being, to be a full member, any Inuk over the age of 18 who agrees with our objectives is eligible for membership regardless of where they live. That goes the same for associate members. Where you live doesn't determine whether or not you could be a member of our association. We want it to be inclusive as possible, and don't want to turn away any help. Therefore, no, there are no restrictions on where you live to be a member for the association.
Who can we contact for more information about SQIA?
For the time being, you can email us at sqiainfo@gmail.com. The email will be shared with the members of the board, and someone will get back to you.
Will SQIA have a Facebook page, and when will it be launched?
Yes, we are planning to have a Facebook page. We hope to launch it sometime in November. So we'll let Nipivit know once it's up.
Do you want to add anything else?
Please tell your family and friends about us and consider being a member.
Thanks for coming to our show.
Thank you.
Mundial Montreal showcases the diversity that defines our society. Meet Immigration Nation on November 14th through 17th. Canada is a country of immigrants living on Indigenous land. We want you to experience a mosaic of cultures united through music. Performances from Egyptian revolutionary Rami Assam, French rapper Roka, Indigenous storytellers Quantum Tangle, plus Lojo, William Prince, Kobo Town, Kalashima, Jazz and Boca, Rebel Moon, and many more. Discover new sounds, engage in meaningful conversations, dance. From November 14th to 17th, the music world is meeting in Montreal. Tickets and schedule at mundialmontreal.com.
Tapa tu sangat sahulir mejo, tanah tu sangat sah evertivik employment center mengarto. Inu kuvit amalo 18 upalone unga tanut oke okarovit evertivile hataron nato tip ekanaja sah ciopik upalone uteroman nerovit edinya bimun. Ulukut upahataraja tuti evertivimut amalo nain darane akilita hataraja tuti tanah akiliuti ipi. Ika jo siang itu, atu di siang itu, ika jo siang kata kalau aku sih kanu ingin itu. Ammanu taikunga khattala kutsi, ingi khanguti taakki tau khattala ngajusi, takkile maaksi utimit, upaluni ullutu innaksi utimit. Ammanu niin, aiti kharningi kutsi, taikunga efektivimi ikajuktau kunnaktusi, ammanu akiliktau kajaktui taakua aitiisi. Tana efektivik, 4590 Verdun Avenue Mittok, Illurusinga 200, Tatsuma Verdun Metro Sanitaire Apeni Green Line Me. Upaloniin apikotitsaharnirutsi uhalakunnaktutit 514-564-3051. Tana efektivik ukkuingasuk naimi urlakut, fuami unnusakut matulluni. Khaihattaritsi pulaagaaru matuinnarnerutsuluni takunaaru mannerutsi kangosungillutik khaihattaritsi. Next is a message from the Efektivik Employment Center. If you are Inuk and you are 18 years and over, you can come to Efektivik Employment Center to look for a job or if you want to return back to school. The days you attend Efektivik, you will earn $9 a day. This money will not affect your welfare check if you are on welfare. You will also receive bus tickets or a monthly bus pass if you attend. And if you have no ID cards, Efektivik will help you get them, and Efektivik will pay for the cost as well. Efektivik is located at 4590 Verdun Avenue, Suite 200, right beside the Verdun Metro Station on the Green Line. Or you can call 514-564-3051 for any information. Efektivik is open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't be shy. Come give Efektivik a visit.
Good evening. This is Joey Shaw, and you're listening to Napivu on CKUT 90.3 FM. And the next song you're about to hear is called Brighten Up by the Trade-Offs. And the time is 6:22.
Yeah.
In August 2015, a two-day workshop took place in Montreal, attended by Inuit and representatives of several Inuit organizations. This workshop was a major success, and those attending the workshop identified their needs and the sectors where action should take place, including justice, health, social development, training and employability, and culture. This meeting would be the first of many meetings held to discuss the needs of Inuit living outside of Inuit Nunangat at a provincial and national level. There was a unanimous agreement that an association of Inuit living in urban areas should be established. Thus, the SQIA received its letters patent in March 2017. Moving on to our objectives. The objectives of the Southern Quebec Inuit Association are to promote the cultural, social, and economic development of Southern Quebec Inuit, support the use and development of the Inuktitut language, its preservation, and traditions of Southern Quebec Inuit, to be an information hub in place of discussion and sharing of information on issues that are of concern to Southern Quebec Inuit, contribute to the improvement of living conditions of Southern Quebec Inuit, including health and justice, act in an official spokes organization of Southern Quebec Inuit, and make Quebecers and Canadians aware of Inuit realities, their history and rich culture, as well as their contribution to Canadian society. Moving on to our action plan. Our action plan was quite long. It's a 12-page document, but in order to not bore everyone, we've summarized it into a couple pages. To start with the action plan, our mission and vision. Our vision is that Southern Quebec Inuit will be empowered to be a proud, strong, and self-sufficient community. This is where we'd like to be one day. Our mission, which is the vehicle of how we're going to attain this vision, is to unite Southern Quebec Inuit and assist in the community's development by advocating for, promoting, preserving, and celebrating our language, culture, traditions, and way of life. The general plan is that the Southern Quebec Inuit Association will focus first and foremost on laying the foundation of the association, bringing the Southern Quebec Inuit community together, and working towards improving the health and well-being of Inuit in Southern Quebec. We made a distinction between strategic and organizational objectives. Strategic directions or objectives are the planning actions that are designed to create beneficial outcomes for the members of the association. Organizational objectives are planned ways in which the association does things as an organization that it must do if it is to achieve the strategic objectives for its members. So the organizational objectives are everything that we do in-house. So a general overview of the strategic and organizational objectives. Organizational objective one, financial health, to secure funding and to create financial parameters, policies, policy forms, and documents. Organizational objective two, personnel. Goal one, hire staff. Goal two, develop internal personnel parameters, policy, and forms. Organizational objective three, operations. Goal one, secure office space. Goal two, office setup. So for strategic objectives, our first strategic objective is networking and community engagement. Goal one, introduce ourselves and gain exposure. Goal two, collaborate and form partnerships. Goal three, engage Inuit community. Our second strategic objective is wellness and healthy lifestyle. Goal one, learn, share, and celebrate Inuit culture and traditions. Goal two, urban Inuit bereavement process. So to give you a little bit more details on those goals and how what we plan to do. For networking and community engagement, our first goal, introduce ourselves and gain exposure. So we plan to write letters of introduction to Inuit organizations local and across the country. We've already began to introduce ourselves locally. Visit Inuit organizations, providing services to the Inuit community in Montreal, and to launch the SQIA Facebook page. Our second goal, to collaborate and form partnerships, formalize partnership for a health survey on Inuit living in Montreal and Southern Quebec. Université de Laval has been working over the last 2 years on an Inuit health survey, and so we'll be partnering with the university and Christopher Fletcher to move this health survey along and to find out the health of Inuit living in southern Quebec. Meet with organizations and Inuit service providers to discuss possible future collaborations and partnerships. Goal 3, engage Inuit community. We plan to develop and send surveys to the Inuit community to help determine their needs, to again launch the SQIA Facebook page to get feedback, build membership through more visibility and recruit volunteers to assist with activities. We plan to support Nipivut, your radio show.
Thank you.
And also to judge the logo contest and select winners. For wellness and healthy lifestyles, our first goal was to learn, share, and celebrate Inuit culture and traditions. We plan to continue the community feasts and gatherings that were formerly being organized by the Association of Montreal Inuit. We would like to restart the sewing project of the Amautix and Arnautix that was being done at Evertivik Center. We'd like to do northern games for children and do Inuktitut learning classes and projects. Our second goal, urban Inuit bereavement process. This process was conceived by us following a significant amount of deaths this year in the Inuit community in Montreal. Since we're not up north and in the communities, we don't have the possibility to visit the family or visit the body of the person who's passed away, and so there's something missing for our bereavement process. So to be able to figure out how to do a process that works for us, that doesn't involve Inuit being exploited or being used to push other agendas, and something that feels good to us, we decided that we should create a bereavement process. And so we wish to create a ceremony procedure to commemorate the lives of urban Inuit that have passed away. We need to locate and designate a space to be used for bereavement where community members can leave messages for the family. Organizational objectives. Organizational objective number 1, financial health. Our first goal is to secure funding. That means trying to find funding that will come in on a continuous basis, and it also means that we're going to follow up on funding requests that have already been made. Our second goal, financial parameters. Basically, that's to write policies and create forms and documents to make sure that the money is well managed in the association. Organizational objective 2 is personnel. Our first goal is to hire staff, and our second goal is to develop internal personnel parameters, again, policies and forms for staff. And organizational objective 3, operations. Our first goal is to secure an office space, and our second goal is to set up that office space to purchase the necessary materials and equipment to start running the business. So that's it for our strategic plan.
Thank you. Can you tell me a little bit about that logo that you were launching?
So, yeah, we launched a logo competition at our meeting last week. It was a call out to all artists and inspired Inuit community members. The idea behind the logo contest is to have our membership is to have Inuit community members design our logo. So we want something that they're going to be able to identify with and take ownership of. So the logo needs to reflect our mission, which I'll read again: to unite Southern Quebec Inuit and assist in the community's development by advocating for, promoting, preserving, and celebrating our language, culture, traditions, and way of life. We have a document that has all of the contest details, and for all the Nipivut listeners out there, anyone who might be an artist, or maybe you're not an artist, but you have an idea for our logo, our grand prize is 2 tickets from First Air from Montreal to Kuchwak. Second prize is $250, and our third prize is $150. to get a copy of the application form for the logo contest, again, email us at sqiainfo@gmail.com. And once we have our Facebook page up, we'll be able to provide a link where you can download that document.
La mission du SQIA est de réunir les Inuits pour qu'ils puissent devenir des porte-parole pour leur communauté, de les assister dans leurs projets de développement pour promouvoir, préserver et célébrer la langue, la culture et la tradition. La vision du SQIA est de rendre les Inuits du sud du Québec fiers, forts et autosuffisants. Le plan général se concentrera d'abord sur offrir une base solide à la formation de l'association, de réunir la communauté d'Inuit du sud du Québec ensemble et de travailler vers l'amélioration des conditions de santé et de bien-être des Inuits d'ici. Les objectifs stratégiques sont les actions planifiées qui sont conçues pour créer les meilleurs résultats possibles pour ses membres. Les objectifs organisationnels sont les façons mises en place pour atteindre les objectifs stratégiques pour l'association. Il y a deux objectifs stratégiques. Le premier consiste de networking et l'autre de l'engagement communautaire. Il y a trois buts. Dans un premier temps, ça sera de se présenter et de se faire connaître par le public. Dans un second temps, ça sera de créer des collaborations et des partenariats. Puis ensuite, d'encourager l'engagement des Inuits. Le deuxième objectif stratégique est de promouvoir un mode de vie sain et d'être en santé. Le premier but est d'apprendre, de partager et de célébrer la culture inuite et ses traditions. Le second but est de créer un programme urbain pour le deuil. Le networking et l'engagement communautaire comportent aussi des sous-objectifs. Comme je l'ai mentionné plus tôt, le premier objectif du SQIA est de se rendre connu et visible. Pour ce faire, des lettres d'introduction de la part du SQIA seront envoyées à des organisations locales et internationales. Pour se faire connaître aussi, les membres du SQIA visiteront des organisations et des services pour les Inuits dans le secteur de Montréal. Puis, une page Facebook sera créée pour le SQIA. Le deuxième but dans le volet du networking et de l'engagement communautaire est de former des collaborations et des partenariats. Pour que ça se réalise, le SQIA va collaborer avec un sondage sur la santé inuit à Montréal, organisé par l'Université du Québec à Laval. Puis, de rencontrer des organisations pour Inuits, ainsi que des fournisseurs de services de toutes sortes afin de discuter de collaborations potentielles futures. Finalement, toujours dans le volet du networking et de l'engagement communautaire, le troisième but est de rendre les Inuits impliqués dans la communauté des Montréal-Miutes, c'est-à-dire les Inuits vivant et venant de Montréal. Il y a différentes façons possibles pour que ça se produise, donc de développer et de distribuer des sondages à la communauté Inuit afin de déterminer leurs besoins, de créer une page Facebook, aussi de favoriser un sentiment d'appartenance en amplifiant la visibilité du SQIA et de recruter des bénévoles pour l'assistance et l'animation lors d'événements et d'activités. De supporter Nipivout, la station en altitude à CKUT, et finalement, de juger le concours de logo pour le SQIA et de nominer les gagnants. Ce qui en est maintenant du volet bien-être et santé, il y a deux buts. Le premier étant d'apprendre, de partager et de célébrer la culture inuite et de ses traditions. Il est possible, dans ce cas-ci, de continuer des banquets, donc des feasts, organisés par l'AMI, de repartir le projet de couture pour les Amautiques et les Arnautiques, de planifier des jeux nordiques pour les enfants et de pratiquer, d'enseigner et de parler l'Inuktitut. Le deuxième but est de commencer un programme pour adresser le deuil dans un milieu urbain pour les Inuits. Pour ça, le SQIA veut créer une procédure de cérémonie pour commémorer la vie des Inuits urbains qui sont décédés et de localiser un espace désigné pour être utilisé à des fins de deuil où la communauté peut laisser des messages aux familles touchées par le décès. Les objectifs organisationnels sont les suivants. Il y en a trois. Le premier objectif concerne le financement pour la santé. Premièrement, il faut obtenir et assurer le financement, puis d'établir les paramètres financiers comme la politique, les formulaires et les documents. Le second objectif organisationnel est sur le plan personnel. Il faut engager du personnel, puis élaborer les paramètres internes pour les employés, qu'il s'agit encore de la politique et des formulaires. Finalement, le dernier objectif organisationnel concerne les opérations de trouver des locaux et d'établir l'espace de travail.
Hey. Hey everybody, it's David, co-producer of Nippy Voot, and you are listening to Nippy Voot on CKUT 90.3 FM. If you want to get in contact with us here at Nippy Voot, just email us. The email is nippyvoot@gmail.com. Or we post a lot on Facebook, so if you just type in Nippy Voot in Facebook, we usually come up. We have a few songs coming up. First is Kids by Geronimo Inutik. After that, we'll play a couple songs by Kelly Fraser, Looking for a Seal, and Crazy. The time right now is 6:48. Again, you're listening to Nippy Voot on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Leave us alone. Adunia mata nati TV new Khisinga ni inui u khosini Takwa tusa asuka Deitu mani khisi Nibita urago nesu dit Kalo na no no kane mata Kai suru inapuhu inung inapuhu We're looking for a seal for our family's meal So we can stay warm We can't afford the food at the store What are we supposed to do? We're looking for a seal Please leave us alone Leave us alone Please leave us alone Leave us alone Please leave us alone Leave us alone Please leave us alone We're looking for a seal. Please leave us alone. Leave us alone. I love my culture. I love my food. I love the way we show gratitude. The fearless hunter on the ice. Taking aim, so precise. The only way to get food tonight. Why do we always have to fight for the right to hunt, for the right to sell? Since the 80s when the prices fell, activists getting all the pay. So listen to me when I say, the sealskin ban is just a scam. That's what I want you to understand. We're looking for a seal for our family's meal, so we can stay warm. We can't afford the food at the store. What are we supposed to do? We're looking for a seal. Please leave us alone. Leave us alone. Please leave us alone. Leave us alone. Please leave us alone. Leave us alone. Please leave us alone. We're looking for a seal, please leave us alone.
Looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm just me, but I have to agree to an extent. My attempts with having morals seem feeble and abnormal. I'm not crazy, I'm just me. What made me is probably what drove me crazy. Triggers, brain diggers, broken heart stingers, battered Inuk singer. He will hurt you, then apologize. He'll tell you he won't, but they're just lies. How do I stop? How do I drop you when you're the best pick in the neighborhood? One single neighborhood. How do we make this work when the problem is you act like a jerk? When men keep messaging me, I don't want a baby. What I do drives you crazy. What you do drives me insane. I wonder if I should keep going. Outside it keeps snowing. There's a blizzard. You gon' go out and scare me. Telling me, damn me. Make me feel bad for wanting more. I'll cheat cause you beat me. Deceit me, tables turn. You get what you earn. Whose fault is it this time? Might as well make it mine. Wasn't it like that the very first time? Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? I'm just me, but I have to agree to an extent. My attempts with having morals seem feeble and abnormal. I'm not crazy, I'm just me. What made me is probably what drove me crazy. Triggers, brain diggers, broken heart stingers, battered Inuk singer. That was a relationship I was in. Damn, let that sink in. A life can change you one night. Getting over you wasn't easy. It was painful and shameful. This song is for you, ladies and gentlemen, who've been through the struggle trying to mend with two broken hearts. My advice for you is you have to part. Let the healing start. Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? I'm just me, but I have to agree to an extent. My attempts with having morals seem feeble and abnormal. I'm not crazy, I'm just me. What made me is probably what drove me crazy. Triggers, brain diggers, broken heart stingers, battered Inuk singers.
Nakome ni pibumina la kon nagatagatsi nakome ko majunga CKUT nula network research group am malo cabot square project dan na sibulle na la te to sa khatta se ne jauti jurana mo no te ni jau se amenga am malo tabani pina sutti yugut obanga an pe sutti akin ne se khoma am mai ka jokte khatte ko Christine Lucie Joisha and David Murphy Da matala ningi kutri tabani nala utikut Kherita uja kunala kun naktu si Facebook lia tuwa kutsi Teikun ngai khatta khatta pintarittu ni Facebook mu Pina suan kusi ulaakta misa mineida Solidarity News tusak saulaakta Ammalu utilaak me jugu Pina suan kusi makuna patik November 14 ulikkan Tana tusak saulaak alik me jugu Soul Perspective Tabba wusi Thank you for listening to Nipivut We would like to thank CKUT Nunalik Drug Research Group And Cabot Square Project Our theme song is by Geronimo Inutik. This show is made by myself, Ani Pisuti, Akin Nisikumak, with the help of Christine Lucier and Joey Shaw and David Murphy. If you missed any of our episodes, you can find them on our Nipivut Facebook page, where we post all our new shows. Next week it's Native Solidarity News and we'll be back in 2 weeks on November 14. Up next is Soul Perspective. Bye! Tigo yo majo kutika! CFF me! Bye!